Stream recording dimmed. Stream recording dimmed. Button. Speech off.
Hello, Audioboo. It's the 21st of June 2016. Happy and blessed solstice to those of us who celebrate that. Which I was sleeping when the actual solstice minute happened, but it is a holiday. But I am doing this particular audio mo for the 20th because I didn't do it yesterday, and I wanted to tell you about a very, very fun experience that we had yesterday. So I am an admin. I administer and I have created a WhatsApp women's group for Israeli women. I have a women's group, an international women's group, and that's on the Roger platform, which I prefer. So if any international vision impaired blind women want to join it, you are more than welcome. But I digress. And yesterday we had our first meeting. The group has been existing for 7 months. Yeah. And yesterday was our very first actual meeting. And we went to someone's house, a beautiful house in not far from where I used to live, actually. And the thing is that we thought that each of us would make some kind of thing, some kind of dish, and we would all bring it, and you know. And she said no, this lady said no, I want to make you guys food, because one of her main hobbies is cooking, and she's like, I make all this yummy food and I really want to make food for all of you. And we tried to persuade her otherwise, but she wasn't budging. So what we decided to do is buy her a nice gift card for a nice store that we know she likes, and we did that and gave it to her. But that's bye-bye. We organized transport for those of us who live close to each other, and of course Johanna came with us, and we got there at about, basically by the time we were inside and stuff, it was basically almost midday. And we left around 6. And basically, we hadn't stopped eating from the minute we got there to the minute we left. It was insane. We did organize some social activities, which we did. We didn't do all of them. We did two of out of the 3 or 4 that we organized, because it was all about the food. Now, I know this is going to sound terrible. I love food, and you know I love food. Those of you who know me better know how much I love food. And I love making food and eating food and talking about food. But there comes a point when there's too much food, and we have actually experienced it. That's not to say that it wasn't good, but sometimes when you have too much food, you can't see the forest for the trees, because there's just so many things that you can't possibly try all of them. And if there were maybe, and I wasn't the only one who said this, and even she said it, and we ended up admitting, if there are fewer choices, then we could have all tried everything. Let me tell you what she brought out. She is of, I think, Turkish and Bulgarian descent. Turkish. And so when we walked in, we were sitting around this big table, big rectangular table, and there were these, everything was homemade, okay? She didn't buy anything except for the fizzy drinks. She made all kinds of savories, like short crust pastry with zucchini, short crust pastry with parmesan. It wasn't any puff pastry, it was all short crust pastry. With olives, short crust pastry, like kind of like breadsticks with parmesan, and then she made. Then we had, you know, cups of tea and coffee, and she made different kinds of cookies, Middle Eastern cookies. From, you know, with rose water and cinnamon cookies and things like that. There were lots of them, and we thought, well, that was really, really nice. And we finished this around 1 or something. And then she said, when do you guys want your lunch? And I'm like, what? So we managed to wait, make her wait till about 2, because all she wanted to do was serve food, and we wanted to actually talk and get to know each other. The food came. First, there was bean soup with potato and stuff like that. There was no meat. It was all vegetarian. Okay, we had... Now, I will say that everything... We got everything in very small portions so that people can eat, but... Could eat, but... After that, we had... like a tzatziki soup, like a yogurt and cucumber kind of drink. Then there were salads. A green salad, a cabbage salad, not a coleslaw, but an Asian cabbage salad, potato salad, and mushroom salad. Now, I'm telling you what there was. I could not eat all of these. I couldn't eat the potato and mushroom and things like that. And then there were stuffed peppers with rice. I did have that. There was a little piece of lasagna, which I had. And then there were 6 kinds of pasta, none of which I had because it was just way too much. There was gnocchi in tomato sauce. There was pasta with pesto. There were ravioli, 4 cheese ravioli. There was just pasta and cream and mushroom sauce and tortellini stuffed with, I don't even remember what. Bless you.
Thank you.
And Parmesan biscuits. I didn't have those because that was like, okay. You know, and people were eating. And people were complaining. It's too much food. And they're eating and they're eating. Then. And she kept asking, do you guys want more pastries, like, from the beginning? And so we're like, no! Then came the cakes. First, there was this kind of cream cake. Now, the cakes, I tried... I didn't taste all of them. I tried the cream cake, and I tried the chocolate cake, but I only had 1 spoon of it, because it was like... And I mean teaspoon, not dessert spoon, because it was too much. Cream cake with these little... I can't even describe it. It's like a Middle Eastern cake with these little noodly bits on top, but it's not noodles like you imagine, like soft. They're like tiny, 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 very short and very thin, and they're crispy on top of that. Then there was chocolate cake with chocolate icing, which was wow. Then there was cheesecake with like halva and tahini icing, which I was not my thing, and even though I love cheesecake. Then there were chocolate truffles and homemade chocolate with nuts and oranges and things. And then there were about 3 or 4 different kinds of biscuits, like cinnamon date biscuits and 2 more kinds which I can't even remember. And I think that's all.
About the toast.
Oh yes, I forgot that with the appetizers, with the starters, there were these little bits of baguette, which different kind of spreads, like sun-dried tomato and basil butter and eggplant and garlic dip and God knows what else. So needless to say, I know a few people who tried everything. I can tell you that I didn't. And Johanna didn't, because there was just more than we can handle. And we did manage to do our activities, but at the end of the day, the food took first priority in first place. And it was nice, but it was overkill. I felt like I was in a like one of these Roman banquets. You just, you know, those who get it know where I'm going. So... yeah, it was a nice day. It was great to see everybody, but there was way too much food. But it was enjoyable, and people were very nice to each other. We laughed a lot. It was great. It was great. It was fun. And the rest of us, you know, I said that I'd like to have one of these meetings here. but I did say that there wouldn't be that much food, and so did other people. Said, yes, I want to have you guys over, but I'm not going to make this much food. I think the next meetings are going to be where everyone makes one or two different things, and it's just, we thought it was just too much for one person to make all that. But that, but she is one of these people who is just obsessed with it. Like, I think she used to run like a spa, and they used to have like breakfasts and things, and she used to cook and bake and cook and bake, and that's her thing. That's what makes her feel good. So that's where we are. So yes, we were very full last night. All we had for dinner was a few grapes and a cup of ginger tea to clean out the system, and breakfast was also very, very light. So I think the only time we'll actually start to feel hungry is lunchtime today. I don't know what I'll do about AudioMo for today, day 21, but I have a feeling that I might have an idea. Talk soon.
Speech on. Pause recording button.